Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. We're so excited to welcome back to the show one of our favorite guests, Dr. Joanne Yanez. She's the Executive Director of the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges, and her pedigree is outstanding. She's the Vice Chair of the ACIH, Weaving a Passion for Illness Prevention into her professional life. Dr. Yanez's career has spanned advocacy, academia, patient care, and public health. As AANMC Executive Director, Dr. Yanez oversees research, advocacy efforts, and the joint academic endeavors of the accredited colleges of naturopathic medicine. Additionally, she helps spread awareness of naturopathic medicine as a viable and satisfying career path. So, Dr. Yanez, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, folks. How are you both?
Doing great.
Doing well.
Doing well. I hope you're doing well, too.
Yes, I am.
Good. So, there's a lot going on in the news, and and I'm sure you have an opinion.
Everybody has an opinion, don't we all?
Don't we all? So, talk to us now. We're at a time of the year where people start thinking about going back to school. People start thinking about, you know, kind of making career changes, you know, with the school, with naturopathic, not naturopathic colleges, all colleges. They start up in the fall, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, what for people who are thinking about naturopathic medicine as a career, what would you tell them?
We just recently released an article on work-life balance, and much of what I'm hearing now from folks is, you know, they're really cognizant of the type of lifestyle that they want to create for themselves. People aren't just looking for a job. They're looking for well-rounded lives. They're looking for, you know, time to enjoy their hobbies, time to...
Did we lose her? Joanne, are you there? I think we maybe lost her.
Oh, there we are. There, you're back. You're back. Can you say that again, please?
Oh, I am so sorry. I don't know what just happened.
That was very strange.
Normally we have a great connection. So I was saying, you know, folks really are looking for a well-rounded career now. They're not looking for just one aspect of, oh, I'm just going to get a job and do this. We have research actually showing that current students, I hate to use that millennial word, but current students are potentially going to shift careers 5 to 7 times in their lifetime. And so as a result, what we're seeing is folks are really wanting to have careers that are more flexible, more diverse, that they can do a lot of things with. And they're really also wanting work-life balance. So time to focus on their hobbies, time to focus on their families, raising families, and having quality time with them. We just recently put out an article on how many NDs are finding that balance, having children amazingly during school, working with young families and making it all work. And, you know, I think there are things that are probably, able to bridge for so many different types of careers because, you know, how many of us have, you know, in whatever it is that we're doing, juggled families. I think of that viral video that went on with the gentleman on the BBC giving a report where his toddler burst into the room.
Which was fantastic.
And the kids burst into the room. And I think, you know, we tend to forget that we're human beings. We're not just workers. And, you know, we have families. We have responsibilities outside of work. And we all do our best to do our, you know, best job when we're at work. But sometimes life happens. And your toddler bursts into the room while you're giving a BBC interview.
Did you see the spoof on that where it was, instead of a man, it was a woman?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh, I laughed.
I laughed because that's my life. I'm a working mom, and, you know, I'm constantly juggling conference calls and, you know, child responsibilities, and then you've got a sick kid, and you've got to just make it work. And I think, you know, the biggest thing that I heard from all of the doctors that we interviewed for this article was you have to keep a sense of humor. If you take it all seriously, you may lose your mind.
Seriously. Seriously. So, because people think of medical school, they think, you know, that it's, I mean, it's a grind. I mean, obviously, you know that it's tough. I mean, that lots of long hours, residency is long hours. Are those same kind of hours expected and required if you're studying to be a naturopath?
Naturopathic school is medical school. And so, you know, I can't sugarcoat the fact that it's medical school. I do know that all of the naturopathic schools do our best. We recognize that wellness is very vital to our success. And so the naturopathic schools support our students as best as we can. Some of the schools offer flexible schedules, longer programs for folks who are needing to stretch out the time of school to make it work. A number of the schools will even allow. There was one student who we interviewed. She said her mom, she gave birth during school, and her mother would bring her infant to her during class break so that she could breastfeed. They had a room that she would be able to use and nurse her child, and she would breastfeed her baby. Her mom would go back home, bring the baby back during the next lunch break, and it was, you know, she made it work. She had a support system that made that possible. But, you know, I think the schools will do our best to accommodate whenever possible. Obviously, it's medical school. You have to complete it. But there, you know, to the best that we can, we try to recognize that, you know, things like breastfeeding are normal and natural and good for you. And if there's a way that we can support moms to continue to do that, we try our best.
So let me jump in with an example here. My sister went to Loma Linda University and got a master's degree in physical therapy. And one of the things that struck me about the program that she did, and it was very intensive, was that they actually scheduled into the program fun times for the students, that they actually worked as a cohort. All these kids went through the program together, and they would say, you know, at this day, at this time, your cohort would go. And they actually had planned activities for them so that they would have breaks from their study. Because I think that one of the things that they recognize is that a lot of people who get into these intensive programs, that they are so focused that they don't make time for themselves. And so I thought it was very interesting that the school sort of did that they, you know, scheduled them in that way. Do you do something similar? Is that something, a component that they would see?
You know, I can speak from personal experience. I had a number of clinic shifts where the physician would actually say, okay, before we take a look at patient charts, before we get into the grind of seeing patients, let's take a moment and ground ourselves. And we would actually do a group brief meditation to just focus our energies and that, you know, anything that was going on outside in our personal lives or, you know, what have you, we put that and we leave it literally outside of the door. And we can pick it up and take it when we're done with shift. But this is our time to focus on patients. I found that very helpful. I actually had a clinic shift supervisor when I was in residency order me to take breaks. He said, "I'm not fine," because we were going around on shift and, "Oh, what's everybody doing for summer break?" And I said, "Oh, well, I'm just going to pick up some extra shifts." And he literally looked at me and he said, "No, you're not."
Wow.
Yeah.
I said, "No, you're not. I'm not going to sign off on any of your hours. You need to take a break."
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that represents a culture shift in the United States where, you know, in some industries, financial services, especially law, especially, and frankly, traditional medicine, if you're not putting in 100 hours a week, people think you're a slacker.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a shifting mindset, and it's not that we don't expect work and we don't expect solid work product from people, but I think there's a recognition, especially with physician suicide, physician burnout, and the number of people who are, you know, quitting conventional medicine or not referring it to their colleagues, their younger colleagues. Yeah. You know, I think we're recognizing that we need to do a better job of taking care of ourselves so that we can be the best medical providers for our patients. So mindfulness-based, you know, stress reduction, there are so many different types of things that are starting to enter even the conventional workspaces. Because we're recognizing that, you know, burnout is extremely costly. You know, the amount of time and resources and money that is spent to educate a physician in this country is enormous. and to have that person burn out doesn't suit anybody. So I think that, and even further situations of more severity with physician suicides and substance abuse issues because they're using, not great coping skills to manage the stress. I think those are very serious topics that we recognize in naturopathic medical education, and we help to support our students in, and many of them come with these life practices already, but recognizing that those life practices that we're teaching our patients to manage stress, well, guess what, doc? You need
right.
to.
Physician heal thyself.
Physician heal thyself. And so I think, one of the things that I always focused on was self-awareness. And, with patients, with my students, with just everybody, is recognizing when you're at that tipping point and knowing when you need to take a step back, regroup, get back to center, do whatever it is you need to do to get back into a good space.
So how do people get more information about the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges or about you, or how do they follow you on social media?
Oh, gosh, we're all over the place. So we are at aanmc.org, which is our website, and feel free to sign up for information either from us or for all of our member schools to get more information. We are also all on Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook and Twitter. So all of those handles are on our AANMC website. So if you go to our website, you can find out all you want to know about the AANMC.
Well, as always, Dr. Yanez, it's a treat to have you on the air with us. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me both. I wish you a great rest of your Wednesday.
We wish you at that as well. Thank you. So
okay.
It's time for a break for us. We are on the brink. I'm Aaron Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we'll be right back.